pain of his self-love, he fled. In the bitterness of his dramatic misadventure, everything which reminded him of the festival of that day irritated his wound and made it bleed. He was on the point of turning to the Pont Saint-Michel. Children were running about here and there with fire, lances and rockets. "Pest on firework candles," said Gringoire, and he fell back on the Pont au Change. To the house at the head of the bridge there had been affixed three small banners representing the King, the Dauphin, and Marguerite of Flanders, and six little pennons on which were portrayed the Duke of Austria, the Cardinal de Bourbon, Monsieur de Beaujeu, and Madame Jeanne de France, and Monsieur the Bastard of Bourbon, and I know not whom else, all being illuminated with torches. And the rabble were admiring. "Happy painter, Jehan Forbol," said Gringoire, with a deep sigh, and he turned his back upon the bannerets and pennons. A street opened before him. He thought it so dark and deserted that he hoped to there escape from all the rumours as well as from all the gleams of the festival. At the end of a few moments his foot came in contact with an obstacle. He stumbled and fell. It was the maitresse which the clerks of the Clerks' Law Court had deposited that morning at the door of a president of the Parliament in honour of the solemnity of the day. Gringoire bore this new disaster heroically. He picked himself up,